I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back and we have instruments.
So basically, we're taking season two to a new angle. We're in a new studio. We're feeling very musical.
We're taking it musical, season two.
We've got drums back here, maracas, all sorts of drums.
Do we have a triangle?
Oh my God.
Not seeing
we've
a triangle.
This is a very, we're in a local studio now, you see. So, you know, we're...
got our music.
So if ba-dum, you ba-dum, hear ba-dum, us, ba-dum. Maybe every time it's a new dilemma, we're like...
What have you got there? Like two looking eggs
They're
they look
two
like.
Two little egg balls with beads in.
Kind of like maracas.
So egg one, egg two, egg one, egg two, egg one, egg two.
Nice.
Sophia's got a tambourine.
I've got a tambourine here.
So we're just having
away.
Fun.
So we're back. It's
wow.
Season two.
Okay.
We're back in your ears. We're very happy
we're back
every Wednesday.
In your ears.
How do we sound in
we're
your
earlobes? We're excited to be back.
It feels like we were away for a while. Like,
a lot.
I feel like
yeah.
we haven't done this.
It was the whole summer.
It was the whole
what
summer.
What happened? A lot happened.
We had a wild, crazy summer.
We had a crazy summer full of drugs, alcohol. You know.
What is it? Drugs, abuse, resistance, education.
Spread the word to the nation.
D to the A to the R to the E.
Debt.
That's what I said. Yo. That was Michael's rap that he
Michael
did in
Michael Monterosso. I remember that
year
rap.
Six.
It was, if anyone did DES, it was drugs, abuse, resistance, education. So
yeah.
It was about like no to drugs. Anna O'Sullivan's dad, police officer.
Yes.
Sean. Thank you for all those
No, he didn't
teachings.
Teach us.
He was the police officer that taught us DARE.
No, it wasn't. The police officer was called Mr. O'Sullivan, but it was not Anna O'Sullivan's
it
dad.
It was Anna O'Sullivan's
it
dad.
It wasn't, I promise.
It was because I had been around to Anna,
no.
Anna O'Sullivan's house and he was like, how are you doing, Shinsia? Because I've been round the other day.
I know, and I've been... No, you didn't know Anna O'Sullivan in year six.
He... But she used to go dancing with us in
I
year
know,
six.
But it wasn't her dad, because I remember the man who it was. Her,
no.
her dad did do DARE.
Her dad did DARE with us a few times. He did
oh,
do
maybe
it.
Maybe once or twice.
I think he did do it
but
once
he wasn't
twice.
Our full-time
no.
DARE
we
master.
We had another scary man. He was scary, but Sean was very fun,
yeah.
wasn't he?
Oh,
he was
yes.
Like,
yeah, no, you
remember.
Are right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, just once or twice, though.
Just once or twice we had Sean.
Yeah. Who
and
else
he was
did
an
DARE?
Actual police officer.
DARE was a fun time.
We learned all about heroin, crack
yeah.
cocaine, cigarettes,
sex before marriage,
tar in the lungs.
In the lungs. It was quite an intense program
I
for a year
like
six.
I feel like that's almost why we're so anti-drugs.
Probably, because DARE was really drilled into us.
But then I imagine there were some people in our class who did turn...
Druggies.
You know, maybe to the dark side. So it didn't
yeah,
actually help them.
Didn't have a lasting effect.
No, but it had a lasting effect on us.
Anyway,
Moving on.
Season two. Right, yes. We're going to start as we mean to go
with
on. We're going to start with boy talk.
We've got boy talk.
We have some interesting ones, actually. Some new questions.
We have some new topics that, you know, we're going to touch on.
100%.
Which we haven't touched on
so
before.
So to start the episode, we're going to start with our classic shout out, as yes. we did in season one. So we have a beautiful shout out. Round of applause.
Sophie. Basically, Sophie's an angel. Her Instagram is 1 second.
It's Sophie VJ, I believe.
She is a makeup artist and she's amazing. So her name's Sophie Nicole and Instagram is Sophie VJ. She does all of PLT's makeup. She does so many different like campaigns like across, you know, all different makeup.
And she did our makeup recently. It was amazing.
And she's just nice. Like,
and she's a lovely
girl. So and we just thought.
So if any of you wanted to get your makeup done, you're going on a night out.
She does people's makeup like in Manchester and things.
Yeah, DM her. She's really nice.
And you'll have just have a nice experience. And she's got a cute little Pomeranian that we're yet to meet.
Oh yeah, we're yet to meet. What was it called? Did she tell us?
Oh God, I can't remember.
I
have a feeling it was something like Duke, but I know someone else has a dog called Duke.
And Duke's not ringing a bell for me.
Oh my God, Duke is that El Darby's dog?
No, Herbie is El Darby's dog.
Who's Duke?
Yeah, I know, Duke the Pomeranian.
God. Is that an Instagram? Julia from America? Julia and Hunter.
No, their dog's called
what?
Oh no, I think their dog is called Duke.
God, let me just check that one sec. I'm sure it is Duke. Duke. Has she tagged him in this pic?
The dog doesn't have an account, I don't think.
Dang it. He looks like a Duke to me. We'll never know.
Okay, right. Let's get into dilemmas. Yep. Baby. Right, this first one is strange. So,
okay, when we read this, we just thought that's just, it's odd, but I can believe it.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Like,
and just before we get into it,
actually.
Yeah, we want to emphasise that, you know, we're not focusing on individuals here.
Yes.
We're just going to read the dilemma and take it broad. And, you know, if you are someone who actually needs some serious help, maybe on a slightly deeper level, then please obviously contact a GP.
This is a light-hearted space.
Of course.
We're not taking things too deep as we want to keep it entertaining.
Of course. So, let's get into it.
Woohoo.
Right. So, I've been with my boyfriend for 9 months and I love him so much.
Oh, well, we all love our boyfriends.
He's just moved away to Nottingham. Can I get a whoop whoop for the hometown?
That's where we're in right now. Hoya.
Can I get a hoya?
Can I get a hoya?
So, it's only been 4 days and she's already missing him a lot.
Right.
So, she went on his Instagram. So, I'm assuming she has his password.
So, she has his access. Yeah.
I went on his Instagram at the weekend because I had a bad feeling.
Right.
I found loads of messages of him sending his mates, girls, Instagrams saying he'd slept with them on nights out and or got with them.
Ew.
I messaged all the girls. There was about five and they were all so confused and don't know who he is and have boyfriends anyway.
Right.
He's definitely the sort of person to lie to his friends about something like that to impress them. So it basically turns out he hasn't cheated but has pretended to in order to impress his friends, which I think is so disrespectful and really, really weird. He also messaged three other girls asking for their Snapchat, which is, again, really weird. I don't know whether to stay with him after all of this because I love him so much and feel like without him, I'd feel so alone. But I've never heard of someone's boyfriend pretending to cheat before.
So fucking weird.
I've never heard of this before.
But I'm sorry, like, who are these dirty friends of his that think it's cool?
I know. Well, and like, to be honest, I think he just sounds like an immature boy.
He sounds like an immature boy,
And
for sure.
Lads will go to extreme lengths to impress their friends.
But the thing is, like, he should be proud. Like, oh, me and Sophie, I love her so much. I would never do that. Like, in front of his friends.
I know,
so
but boys aren't wired that way.
Well, they need to be.
I know, that's what you deserve. But they're not.
She
because
does not
for
deserve
boys,
that.
It's like, I want to be seen as the biggest lad in the
it's
group.
Disgusting.
I want to be seen
pride,
as like
alpha male.
Yeah, that's what they want.
But it's like, well, don't have a boyfriend then,
don't
mate.
Don't have a girlfriend. Yeah,
a girlfriend.
I know.
Do not, like, why are you going to be committed to this girl, but then you're, like, playing up this act?
I know,
like,
I
either
know.
Pick one or the other and follow through with having
because
a girlfriend.
Because my concern
or follow through with cheating, or, like, sleeping with all these girls, if that's who you want to be.
Yeah.
And who your friends want you to be, clearly.
I know. But my concern is, like, yeah, he's doing it to impress his mates. He's not actually cheated. But then what if he went on a night out with his mates?
Yeah.
His mates are going to expect him to be cheating on you.
On you.
Because they're like, oh, he does it all the time. He always cheats
look at
on
that
her.
Fit bird over there with his
go
big
on.
Titties.
Yeah, you
Ew.
Cheat on. Yeah, like.
Go on over
and then
there.
Isn't he then going to feel peer pressure to actually have to go through with it?
Because obviously he's a pussy and he wouldn't be able to say no in front of them.
Because of peer pressure.
Exactly, because of peer pressure. He's clearly weak.
Yeah.
And he clearly, obviously can't stand up for himself. And he clearly doesn't have his own thoughts and, like, you know, beliefs kind of thing.
He's living to impress his mates.
He clearly can't sit there and be like, no, I've got a girlfriend. Her name is Anna.
Yeah.
You know, and I love her. I know. And I'm not cheating on her.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It just pisses me off. I'm fucking
angry. So what should she do? Should she break up with him?
I think you have to have definitely a stern conversation that's like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I am your girlfriend. These friends are gross.
Yeah.
Like, why do you feel like that's important? Like, no, I think, like, literally almost break up with him to the point where actually I think you should break up with him.
I know.
Because why isn't he strong enough to be like, oh, Anna's my girlfriend. It's fine.
I know. Because it's actually so, like, it also is so embarrassing and humiliating for you. Because then what? Say if you and your boyfriend went out with his mates or whatever, and then all his mates think they've got the upper hand on you, being like, oh, she has no idea. But she's also, got cheated on every weekend.
But it's like, your boyfriend's mates should kind of be your mates as well. They should be your friends. So what, are they all going to sit there and keep this secret from you?
And
it's
that it's
disgusting.
So funny and ha ha
Oh, it's so great, isn't it? This is just, this is how all relationships should be.
Pisses me off. Be honest, he just sounds like,
Sounds like a wet lettuce.
I can understand from his point of view what he's done, because he's that desperate to want to impress his mates.
He wants friends.
Be seen as, if they're giving him a bit of stick, like, oh, you're boring, you're
whipped. They're twats.
You've got a girlfriend, you're boring. Ugh. He then wants to retaliate and be like, nah, I've cheated on her. Oh, this. So I can see why he's done it, because he's a little boy. So I think he sounds like he's too immature for you.
I think you need to break up with him, actually.
I know.
I think you need to.
I think it's a sackable offence.
I think it's a very sackable. Yeah. Oh my God. I'd be sick.
I know.
I'd be throwing up. I'd be shitting everywhere because I'd be like, this is disgusting. It's actually disgusting.
I know. And he's obviously not ready to have a serious relationship.
Because if he took this seriously, he wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
If he stood up for himself a bit more and was like, I love my girlfriend, like, she's really fit, she's really cool, like, I like her, his friends would almost have more respect.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, sweet. Yeah. Sick, bro. Whatever
boys
say.
David's got a really sick girl.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why can't it be like that?
I know. Twat. Stephanie.
Literally.
I would definitely let this slide.
I think it's disgusting behaviour. Like, I don't care if he's not cheated. There's something wrong with his morals.
Mentality.
And where's the respect?
It just doesn't sound like he's ready for a relationship. Well, obviously he's not,
obviously,
because
not.
He thinks it's cool to cheat on someone and it's not. So at least you know that.
We don't like you, David.
We don't like you, David. Sorry about it.
Moving on. Okay. Hi.
Next one's a bit more advanced for us, but we can still talk about it.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 years now. It's great. He's my best friend and we honestly have such a great relationship. However, I have always seen myself getting married, purely down to personal beliefs. And my boyfriend hates the idea of marriage and shuts me down with, I don't believe in marriage. Ugh.
Oh, snooze.
I'm never getting married. So that's what he's saying. I think this is due to personal issues and family relationships breakdowns throughout his life. So maybe his parents have divorced or whatever, so he doesn't believe in it, which is fair enough,
that's fair enough, yeah.
It makes me so upset to think that the person I want to stay with forever never wants to marry me. I'm still young. We are both 21, so maybe when he's a bit more mature, he might change his mind. On the other hand, I don't want to get to the stage where I'm getting so upset and worked up over the years.
Mm.
What are your thoughts and how would you deal with the situation? What would you suggest? Right.
Right.
This reminds me, this takes me back to Friends.
Okay.
And it takes me back.
Richard and Monica. Wow, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
When I read this the first time, this is what I thought of. So Monica really wanted children.
Kids, yeah.
Like, she needed a child, like, she, you know, to be fulfilled. Like, she needed kids and she really wanted children. Richard already had children.
Because he was significantly older.
And he did not want any more children. He was like, Monica, I don't want any children. And Monica's like, I need children.
Yeah.
So they broke up over that because, yes, they loved each other.
They were so in love.
They were so in love. But it wasn't right because they just did not want the same things. If you do not want the same things, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And in the end, we saw it work out because...
with someone else.
You know, Monica was with Chandler. They had babies and were married and were so in love. So I think that's a lovely story to, like, kind of focus on.
Me too, so do I. But at the same time, I think if my boyfriend was 21 and he was saying, like, I don't want to get married, to be honest, I don't think I would break up with him.
Yes.
Because I think, like, I think the majority of 21-year-old boys probably they're just not thinking about marriage.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about settling down. They're not thinking about spending their life with someone.
They're not thinking about the dream wedding on the Amalfi Coast.
They're
that you're dreaming
just
on every
not
day.
That big white dress, you know, that you big know? Rock. They're just not thinking about it.
No.
So I think like because I mean my brother, for example, he's like 23, and to this day he'll be like, nah, I don't want to get married. But I'm like, but I know you do.
Yeah,
I know he does.
And
I know he will one day.
You will when you're like 30.
But if you ask him now, he's like, nah, I'm not getting married. But I'm like, yes, you are. Like, I just know you are. I think it's... So I wouldn't freak out, to be honest.
It depends how seriously... Like, if he is actually, you know, has had issues in the past with his family, then it could actually be a deep-rooted thing that he's really afraid of it, kind of. Like, I feel like he maybe thinks of it as a curse. Like, oh,
as your relationship's doomed.
You know, and like, he's seen, you know, other marriages, you know,
break down.
He obviously wants to kind of be free and not have, you know, any marriage stress. I can see...
I do understand where he's coming from. Yeah.
So I think you actually do need to talk about this because you can't go 5 years down the line, you know, and you're like, so, you know, do you want to get married? And he's like, I told you 5 years ago, I didn't want to get married.
I know.
Then you're in the shit because, God, it's been like
because
7 years of a relationship.
He did tell you and he did give you the heads up. But then again,
you need
like,
to ask how serious he is about it and be like, look, because...
Yeah.
Like, this could be it.
Because
we're not going to want the same things. Like,
but then, like, relationships evolve. Like, you're both 21. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're 23, you could be on a totally different wavelength.
Yeah.
Like, there's still a lot of time
Very
and potential
true.
For him.
Very
like,
true.
If you think about things that you wanted when you were 16 compared to
18,
compared to 21, you wanted totally different things.
Oh, yeah, because as he gets older, he could see his mates proposing and getting married. And then it's like, actually.
And also, like, almost the more he falls in love and the more you have a relationship.
Exactly. He's like, I want to make this even more official with the law.
Exactly.
And, you know, God and the Holy Spirit and the Catholic
so
Church.
I think that if it were me, I would stick with it. I would obviously keep it in the back of my mind.
For sure.
But I wouldn't like, oh no, it's breaking down.
But
because
then
I'm like,
also,
he's only 21. What 21-year-old boy wants to get married? Not many.
Yeah. But also, if it is really affecting you, then maybe do end it. And then if it is meant to be, you will cross paths again in 2 years.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Because... You know, if you're meant to be, you will be. I mean, it's a tough one. It's very situational. You've got to see how serious.
Depends how serious
he
is about it.
It depends how important it is to you and how serious he... Like, if you really want to get married, like, in your
20s. But they've been together for 3 years.
I know.
Like, there's nothing wrong with the relationship.
I know.
Seems a
but
shame.
But there was nothing wrong with Monica and Richard.
I know.
You know? But they wanted different things.
I know.
It's
but
very
I think,
tough.
I think...
When
might,
love is involved, it's very
I know.
Tough.
I think you might want slightly different things. I think you might both be picturing slightly different futures.
Yes.
But I think as the years go on, as time goes on, they may come together. Because you are... If you were 26, I'd be like,
if
maybe
you were
not.
26, then
but like,
he
this
was saying
is still
that.
Quite essentially an immature boy. Like, think men are maturing later than girls, usually.
True.
Like, he's still 21. Like, yes, I'm 21, you're 22, but I think women mature quicker than
men.
And
she tells me all the time she used to date guys always at least 3 years older than
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Always.
And that's why you should.
That's why you should, because they're just literally, they're mature. Isn't that just so funny?
It is weird.
Like, I find it really funny. I'm like, you're just so fucking immature.
Immature.
Like, you're just an immature little boy. I'm so mature.
You're just not fully developed yet.
Boys don't stop developing and so blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so go with the flow with that one.
Yeah. Okay. So the next dilemma, kind of following on from marriage, is on a slightly different note. So this girl's more at the beginning of a relationship.
Right.
And she wants to know, her subject is how to know when someone's right for you.
Okay.
So she's saying, oh my God, also, she's been watching us since we had 2,000 subscribers.
Oh my God.
We really have to help you. So my dilemma is, I've been seeing a boy for 6 months now and things have progressed and I do like him,
but there
are some downsides. 6 months, yeah.
It's a pretty long time.
He's gorgeous, funny, really nice, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
However, there are small things that bug me.
Right.
Like sometimes he's prioritizing his friends over her.
Okay. That's always something you've got to line out.
Yeah. I get the vibe he'd rather be with them than me sometimes, which is never a nice feeling because he spends so much time with them already.
Right.
But again, I don't know if I'm acting crazy.
Yeah.
Another problem is that he's into drugs quite a lot.
Oh!
I'm talking most weekends. And quite heavy drugs. And I'm not about that life. Good for you, sis.
Yeah.
Don't be about that life. I oh, God. I can get past this, but it makes me worried long term about how mature he is.
It's drugs just scare me.
I know, me too. Long term. It's a huge red flag for me. I would be out of there. But anyway, so basically I'm wondering how to prioritize problems like this because I don't want to be too picky with boys as I would like a relationship soon.
Yeah.
It's been over 3 years since my last relationship. Or is it a case of when you know, you know? Both of you are in long-term relationships, so I wonder if you ever had any doubt they were right for you and if these doubts should be an instant decision maker for me.
I mean, in any relationship, there's things you've got to compromise on, right?
Did you remember, right, when... I can't think who it was on Love Island,
right?
But they were saying, and I was like, do you know what? That's actually a really good point. Yeah. And it might have been Curtis or someone like that, basically saying that, like, no one on the planet is, say if you have 10 boxes, no one is going to be able to tick all 10.
Your boxes, no one is going to be your perfect person.
No one is. Yeah. And they were sort of saying, like, but if they can tick, you know, the three really important ones,
absolutely.
If they can get to about 8, then that's a really good thing. Like, don't look for someone who can tick every single thing because they don't exist.
Like this weird version of perfection that you're never going to be up to be. Maybe, but
basically, like, no one's going to tick all 10, so find someone that ticks 7 or 8 was essentially what he was saying. So I know what you mean about not wanting to be too picky.
I know what she mean. Yeah, I know what you mean when you say that. But also, I feel like
there
are things that are deal breakers.
Yeah, there are.
For example, the drug taking.
Yes.
How old is he? How old
she
is
hasn't
she?
Hasn't said, but her last relationship was three years ago.
I'm assuming
she's mid-20s.
I'm assuming you're mid-20s. And the thing is, like, for me, like, you aren't early on. Like, if he's doing this with his mates or whatever, that for me is a deal breaker.
Me too.
He's doing it every weekend.
It's too, no.
Because the thing is, you don't know how far it's going to develop. That's what scares me. It's like, it could be every weekend, then it could be twice a week.
Yeah.
Then it could be at home once a week and at the weekend.
You know
when they stop bringing it into the home and then it's suddenly he's blah, blah, blah.
Before he goes to work.
It can, you know, spiral.
Yeah,
and that kind of does scare me.
But then she said that she can get past that.
Which is interesting. So if you can, I mean, look, you say he's gorgeous. You say he's funny. You're getting on really well. The whole friends thing, I think that is something that you work out over time.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about boyfriends prioritizing friends. I think that is what most people...
Because the thing is, boys need to see their friends too, even if they're your fucking boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
They actually need some time away from you.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about
as
that.
As much as you want your boyfriend to be like, I just want to see you all the time,
24/7, 365, baby.
Fuck my friends, baby. It's just me and you the whole ride of the way, forever and ever. I don't want to ever leave your side. They need a bit of space sometimes.
Yeah.
They need some lad time.
Yeah.
You know, they can't be around a female, you know, but they will go crazy. So,
but I think if you're, like, with the whole drug thing, if you're cool with it.
Look, if you can look past it, then I think... You know,
yeah,
go
it depends.
Ahead.
That depends on you as a person.
It depends
like,
on you as
are
a
you
person.
Super anti it, or are you kind of like, nah, I don't really have an opinion. But I wouldn't say you're being too picky.
No,
like there are things. I think when
but
we're
the good
talking
thing
about
is that you're analysing the situation,
of
and
course.
You're trying to figure out why you're still in the early state, which you've got to do.
And I think, not everyone can tick 10, but if there's some in there, no one's gonna be able to tick all 10 boxes. But
you
there
have
are
to put
points
the ones that are the highest of importance.
There are points in there which you can't budge on, and which you can't like. Yes, sometimes in a relationship you have to compromise. You have to change things a bit.
You
have to work around each other, but there are key morals and key values in both
ones.
Of you that neither of you would want to budge on.
And they shouldn't be negotiable.
And they shouldn't be negotiated.
Respect, you know.
Yeah. So
loyalty,
that depends
et cetera.
Up to you. Like, are these deal breakers for you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is him prioritizing his friends, is that something which you're not willing to budge on?
Yeah.
Is him taking drugs, is that something which you can slide by?
Or
is that something which you're like, no, absolutely not, you're out the door.
It's definitely down to each person. But if you are having doubts... then maybe it's kind of like you're not really feeling it.
Yes.
You know, cause
especially
if
6 months in.
Yeah, if you liked him that much, you'd be like, you know, I'm all for this, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Because you are in the honeymoon stage.
Oh my God.
If anything, like the first 6 months, the first year should be incredible. So
it
easy, breezy.
It should be all fun, actually. In the first 6 months,
all fun and games.
You shouldn't really be thinking that you'd rather spend time with his friends.
No, you shouldn't actually.
It depends.
Maybe a bit.
Maybe a little bit. You'll start to get a bit pissed off every time he goes out.
Yeah.
I think very situational.
So what should she do?
Oh my God.
My personal advice would be to maybe find someone else. Just because I think if you are 6 months into it and you are starting
thinking
to doubt
it,
and you felt the need to email us about it and get it off your chest.
And you know, you're maybe not the, you're not the biggest best fan of the drugs. I don't want you to be like, oh, well, the drugs are fine.
I'll let it slide.
Yeah. No, because no. Actually, you don't, you just said you're anti them.
Yeah.
You do not want it to spiral. You don't
I
know what's going to happen.
I think you should move on. Especially since it's only been 6 months.
Look, you can find a drug-free man.
Oh, there are plenty,
you know?
Out there.
Like,
yeah,
come on, let's all find drug-free men, please.
Yeah, please.
Yeah? These drugs are killing me. Yeah?
Okay, right. Yeah. Moving on.
Let's go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So keep on dancing, baby. Okay, so next we're going to move on to talking about moving in.
We've got
moving in with a partner, moving in with a boyfriend, wow. Moving in with, like, a girlfriend.
It's the next serious step. I mean, the
it
next
is.
Thing after that, I think if you're taking things in order, should we say?
Yeah, in order.
In an ideal world, the order is boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Maybe moving in, I think. Because then it's also, you don't want to get, because a lot of people actually get married, they've never lived together.
Yeah, I know. Do you
and
know who was
they
that?
Live together.
Do you know who did that actually?
Who?
Patricia. Patricia Bright.
Yeah. So she got married before they lived together?
Yeah.
And it's worked?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
of course
it has.
She's pregnant with a second child.
Congratulations, Patricia.
Congratulations.
We're very excited for the baby. But a lot of the time, if they've not lived together, then you've got married.
They do say that you never truly know someone until you live with them, apparently.
Yeah.
But
they do say that.
Chintzy's recently taken this step. So she can shed some light on the situation.
I'll shed some light.
This email's actually directed towards Chintzy.
I now live with a male, so things are different
she's
now.
She's advanced. It was a crazy summer.
So, this girl is basically, she's moving with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are shifting and she's worried about the other things they're going to have to think about now and discuss, you know, things that they've never had to discuss before.
Yeah.
And she's just worried. So she's worried about the money stress with groceries and rent.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that he has a good job, but she doesn't.
Right.
She said possibly becoming codependent with each other. So the space issue, you with each other 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like, where do you draw the line of... You know, personal
space. How do you get space? Yeah.
How do you get space? Maybe even just getting annoyed with the other person. Well, yeah, because you're together basically every single day.
Yeah.
I think this is a big step in a relationship and I definitely want to take the step with him.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know when a healthy time would be. We talk about spending the rest of our lives together and getting married and having kids. I truly think we're meant for each other, but I don't want to hurt him in any way if I say I'm not ready to live with him yet.
Okay, right,
so she's got doubts because of these things and she doesn't want to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even really sure why I'm not ready yet. I think that I'm just so worried it could hurt our relationship rather than help it.
Right.
When do you think a healthy time is? Chintzia, how long were you and Lewis dating before you decided to live together? Any feedback would be great. Okay. So, I get what
take
you...
Take it away.
I get what you mean that she says she's scared.
Me too.
It's scary.
Me too.
You know, because things...
Do you know what actually my mum said yesterday? Was it yesterday, the day before?
Yeah.
She said that, like... I mean, I don't know if you're renting or buying or whatever, but she said that, like, buying a house with someone, like having, like, a joint mortgage is more of a commitment than marriage.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was like, wow. Well,
yeah, because think how long that lasts.
Okay. Well, yeah. Like, because it's almost like... Because when you're going to be living together, you're kind of like intertwining your finances almost.
Especially
and
a
when
mortgage.
You're dating, you don't talk about money.
You don't
like you
talk
go
about
on
money.
Dates, he might pay, you might pay.
Literally.
You don't really
it's
discuss.
It's easy breezy.
Yeah. You're not having to discuss like, well, how much do you earn?
Yeah.
If I stopped working, would you be able to pay this mortgage?
Because also, like if you're getting into a serious relationship with each other and you say in 5 years you want to buy a big house, it's like, okay, well, how much are you saving a month?
Yeah. Like, have you got any debts that I need to know
about? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Have you maxed out like 5 different credit cards you've not told me?
Yeah.
And I'm getting into this thing with you and you're in like 20 grand's worth of debt?
Exactly.
Am I meant to...
Because you're going to be signing contracts if you're moving in
Absolutely.
Together. Like it's, you're kind of like, also, it's like accountable to the law.
You've got to discuss those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you need to make sure you're both going to have enough money to buy the house in 6 years time
or
whatever, you know?
So what would your advice be?
I mean, it's definitely scary.
How did you know you were ready? When did you feel like, this feels right? Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think it was just a kind of a good timing.
Yeah.
I was living at home. I was in that tiny fucking room.
Yeah, it was a
small
bedroom.
Tiny box room. I had no room for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had to use Lydia's room to do my makeup. It was all very busy. It was a busy house. There's a lot of us in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're with your parents every day, you know, there might be some shouting.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, you kind of just want to sometimes get
your
away
own
from
space.
It.
Yeah.
And it kind of worked at a good time because Lewis's rent was coming up. Like he was thinking, what am I going to do? Like, you know.
So it was quite convenient.
So it was very convenient. It was kind of like a natural thing. It was like, Lewis was like, oh, well, you know.
My rent's coming to an end.
I was like, oh, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know,
hopping
maybe
in on that.
Yeah, and it was kind of just like a natural thing. It wasn't like, okay, so I don't know
yes.
how more,
but, I know what you're trying to
but
say.
But things definitely, you know,
you
it's
think,
definitely things to think about.
Yes. Because have things changed in
things
your relationship?
Things do shift. Well, you have to talk about the things that you've never had to talk about before.
Yeah.
What do you want for dinner tonight? Like,
yeah.
oh, you don't want that. Okay, are you going to cook? Shall I cook? Oh, we have to do the washing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, are you going to wash the pots? Am I going to wash the pots? Oh, am I going to wash the bedding?
Yeah.
We need to wash the bedding. It, you know, you've got to talk about different things that are boring.
Yeah.
Like, that's boring.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to set yourself up for rent. You've got to... You know, and it's like, it's all fun when you're looking for the flats and stuff. And then actually, then you've got to do there's bills.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You've got to top up the water meter. I had a cold shower this morning.
Oh,
because
we have
this card that we have to top up.
Oh.
And it's a weird meter system. You've got to go downstairs and pay to top the card up. So as soon as the card gets to zero,
your hot water's
gone.
I had no idea.
So I had a fucking really horrible cold shower. So I kind of have hypothermia right now. So, you know, there's serious things.
Yeah. And then if that happened, you might be like, for fuck's sake, why didn't you top up that water card? I've had a cold shower this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've got to compromise and be understanding. And you can't let things like that get, because then that starts to get out of hand.
Yes.
If you're shouting and screaming at the tiny things, it's like, God, how are we going to handle like big, serious
things.
Problems?
Yes.
Like if they're going to arise, because things are going to, you know, if you're living together, you're going to know every single thing that happens in his life, every single thing. You know, there's literally no hiding.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hiding. Like, everything has to be out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll kind of just, I think, kind of go for it. You say you want to spend the rest of your life with him. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate test.
True.
It's kind of just like an ultimate test. And you can't be a pussy about it. I think go for it.
But then at the same time,
it's
she's
a good thing and it's fun.
She's saying that she's not sure if she's ready.
Right.
And to be fair, they've only been together for 9 months.
Right.
Because I was kind of not in a similar situation, but on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
So maybe like last year, what month are we in? September. So like
we're in end of September.
So end of last year, me and Christian, my boyfriend, we were looking at buying a house.
Yes.
I was like, okay, we're going to buy, quite a big commitment.
That's
to
a very
buy
big
a
commitment.
House with someone. So I was like, okay, but it was in the beginning. I was like, we were looking, we're house hunting. And then I was getting cold feet. I was like, okay, like, hang on. Like, this is quite, because I was thinking at the time, like, I'm only 20. Like, and I had.
Buying a
house. I had friends telling me, like, you're only 20. Like, you sure you want to buy a house? And I was like, wait, am I sure I want to buy a house? Someone like, I sort of just let myself get talked out of it.
Yeah.
And I think I was kind of like you, like kind of stressing like, oh, but wait, like if we move in together, like I'm only 20. Like what if when I'm 22, like I want something different. Like I just was getting cold feet.
Yeah.
So then I basically had to say like, look, I'm not really sure if I want to do this anymore. Not so much in those words, but I was just sort of like.
Have a reasonable, you know, conversation.
I just wanted to kind of like. I still saw us moving in together.
Yeah.
But I had to sort of say that, like, I'm not seeing it now, as in, like, I don't want to do it next week.
Mm.
Like, I'm quite, it's hard to explain, but I like you, didn't think I was ready. I was like, look, I don't think I'm ready to make a commitment and buy a house. I don't know what it was, but I just had this feeling. And that was about a year ago. But then now, a year later, we've revisited it and now we're looking to buy again. And now I feel so much better about it. And I feel so much more like, now I definitely know that this is what I want to do. I'm feeling so much, I'm more excited about it. I'm like happier about it. And I know that I'm now ready to do it because it's a huge commitment to like intertwine your finances with someone else.
It's serious.
To buy a home with someone is a huge step.
Definitely.
And I think
serious.
If you're not ready, I wasn't ready, but it didn't mean we had to break up. I was just personally wanted to put things on hold for a sec.
Don't be afraid to share your feelings and how you feel just to make the other one happy. You know, like,
don't be afraid that, like, wait, but we're also taking a step back.
But it doesn't negate the fact that you don't want to be with them. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So if you are not ready to move in with your boyfriend, then you're not ready.
And just tell him that. It's not a bad thing. Like, it didn't mean that I didn't love my boyfriend or blah, blah, blah. It was just that I just felt like I didn't want to buy a house with him at that. I don't know. I just wasn't ready.
You just need more time. So, you just need time.
And then my boyfriend was like, cool, we'll just wait then. And now, like, you know, we're a year later and we're back on it and it's great. So I think if, as much as, like, sometimes you just got to go for things, if you aren't ready and you don't feel like...
If you are doubting
like,
it, then
then maybe just wait off. And then, because when it's the right time, I feel like you will know it's the right time.
But, you know, it's fun. It's not all...
Of course.
You know, it's like you're living with, you know, your bestie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have movie nights, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. You can decorate.
Yeah.
You know, you can make dinner. Oh, what? Oh, is it taco night tonight? Oh, should we make
pasta?
Taco
Tuesday. Yeah.
It's kind of fun. You know, it
of
really
course.
Is fun.
And it's supposed to be fun.
And it's supposed to... It's not
like,
supposed to be
like, don't take
scary.
The fun out of it. But then also, like, be sensible.
You've got to be something. You've got to be realistic and be like, okay, so these things are going to happen.
Yeah.
These things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, it's going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's also the serious side.
Yeah.
Like, we're adults now. Like, it really does send you into a whole other level of adulthood that you never knew before. Like, how the fuck do you work a dishwasher? Like, oh, my goodness.
I actually know how to do that.
I figured it out the other day, but, like, it's not simple.
Oh.
Also, we've got this washing machine, and basically it's a washing machine and a dryer in one.
Wow.
However, it's...
That sounds pretty complex.
The drying side seems to be tricky. I can't seem to...
Don't clothes tend to shrink if you put them in the dryer?
Well, yeah. I mean, but Mum used to use a tumble dryer on most things at home.
Oh, right.
You know, so it was kind of...
Need a hose light. You need a horse thing that you can put on your balcony outside and they'll dry outside.
Yeah, well, not when it's raining today.
A horse rail. What is it called?
A clothes rail. A rack.
Yeah, but it's got a name for it.
Oh. Clothing rack. Rail?
Mum calls it something.
Oh,
something
a horse.
To do with a horse, I'm sure.
Interesting.
I can't think of the name at the moment.
Interesting.
Mm.
Okay, but I did get the dryer working, but it didn't actually work. That was still damp. So that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, right.
So why was that?
I don't know.
Like, they were damp. Like, part of it was dry, but part of it was still damp.
Did you put it on for long enough? Was it too big of a load?
I don't know.
God,
you've got all these things you've got to think about, you say.
Okay, right. Coming up to the last dilemma here. Right, this is the last one.
Okay.
So, her title is Men's Communication Needs to Improve.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
So she's saying, I don't really know how to start this, but I've been talking to this guy and things were really good in the beginning and I do still like him, but his communication is so bad and he can easily go 6 hours before replying to me.
I mean, that's
and
a whole
it's
day.
Becoming a regular thing. Like, things are really good in person, but when we're not together, I feel like we barely speak. I don't know what to do because I know a lot of the time he is busy. His career is really important to him. He needs to dedicate a lot of time to it. So I don't know how to bring up the situation because I don't want to seem like I don't care about his job.
Yeah.
I was thinking of ending things.
Ooh,
oh, okay. But I do still like him and I want things to work. Please help.
Okay,
right.
I think sometimes men just need to realise that all you need to say is, hey, babe. Like,
bit busy.
I'm going to be a bit busy today until 4. Sorry, I can't really give you that much attention today, but I'll promise I'll call you when I'm done.
Yeah.
Boom. Then your mind is at rest all day. You're thinking, David's at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's busy. He's got other things to think about, which
he does.
He does. He's a busy man. He can't just be thinking about you all the time.
Yeah.
And then as soon as work's done, he gives you a quick call. You have a catch up. It's beautiful.
Yeah. But
that's the communication.
Men don't feel
they
the
don't
need.
Think like that.
They don't think that way. It's so weird, but we are literally wired differently.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
He would not think, oh, I need to just let Amber know today that I'm just going to be a bit busy and not be able to text her that much.
Yes.
Because I know she'll be getting worried.
Yes.
He is not thinking like
he's
that.
Not.
He's thinking like, oh, I'm just so busy.
I'm just so busy.
I'm just so... Yeah.
I'll talk to her later.
I'll talk to her later.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're literally thinking, oh, I'll deal with her later.
Yeah.
When you're freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, thinking he's going to dump you.
Thinking he's going to dump you.
I know.
You know, like if you've not got a reply, but girls are like, oh, I'm pissed off. He's not fucking replying to
yeah.
me.
It's been six fucking six hours fucking and he's not replied to
when
me.
When really he's watching them pop
I mean,
up and being like,
6 hours. Wow, that's
I'll
a long time.
I'll deal with Amber later.
Yeah.
Like, but he needs to let you know that. I think that's the communication
issue. To be honest, I don't think it would be something that I would end a relationship
no.
over. When you're saying you're thinking about breaking up with him, I don't think it's that deep.
I think just have a chat. Like,
yeah.
Be open and honest. Be like, look, I don't like when you don't reply to me for 6 hours.
Yeah.
It scares me. Makes me worried. I overthink.
Yeah.
You know, get your feelings out. Then he's like, oh shit, I
didn't realize
he thought like that.
Yeah.
Look, they just don't realize your concerns. And
yeah,
you just have to raise them. And the thing is, if he, you know, right, if I'm honest, it could be the case that he doesn't like you that much.
See, that's
and he's
the
just
difficult
like, oh,
thing.
Fuck off, Lacey. Like,
yeah,
oh, like, I can't deal with...
Stop messaging
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because it's like, actually, if he did like you that much, then he should be checking up on you. But again...
Not always. I know.
So that's why you just need to talk to him and be like, look, number one, do you like me that much? You know, just get it out of it. Like, you need the truth.
Yeah.
Like, you need some honesty so that
you
can...
I think that you could just, like, if it's something that's really bothering you and something that's, like, on a day-to-day being like, oh, fuck,
yeah.
like, why isn't he replied?
Like we had a great date last night.
Yeah.
Why is he not text me all day?
Yeah, like, you don't want to spend your time, like,
no.
thinking... Like, that's not good. It's not healthy for
no.
you to be thinking that way. So you could just say, like, look... It's bothering me
yeah.
that you're taking so long to reply. Like,
yeah.
It probably shouldn't be bothering me, but it is.
Yeah.
So... If you could just give me some sort of explanation,
yeah.
and there might
yeah.
be
perfect.
An innocent thing that's just like, oh, sorry,
I'm
just busy.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, cool, I just didn't know you were busy. I thought you were ignoring me.
Yeah.
So can you imagine, you know, if
yeah.
I ignore
exactly.
you for 6 hours, it's sort of putting me, question. You know, it's making
it
me
does.
Panic.
No one wants to think they're being ignored.
Exactly.
Like that, I think that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you ignoring me?
Yeah.
You know?
So
like,
I think you can definitely bring it up. And
I think bring it up.
Just... In time, like as you like develop as a couple, like you will just
yeah.
get used. You will just know what the other person needs,
yeah, like, oh,
and
exactly.
he will just learn to. He will just know that, like he has to message you in the morning
yeah.
and let you know, blah blah
yeah, yeah,
blah,
yeah. let you know what he's doing today.
Yeah, and you will just learn to like. You know, you will just know.
You'll just know.
Start to
you'll
know
learn.
How each other like
yeah,
ticks.
Works.
Yeah,
you know, because everyone works in different ways. Like
100%.
You know. Everyone has different feelings on
yeah.
things
mm-hmm.
and, you know, how things should
work.
Because
some people won't really mind if they don't hear from
some
their boyfriend
exactly.
all day.
Exactly. Some people do
like,
not text.
Yeah.
Like, he just might not be a texter. Like, he might not reply to his friends either. Like,
yeah.
you know, some people are just like that.
Yeah.
So just talk to him. Get your feelings
see what
out.
The vibe is.
Absolutely.
And if he's a bit like,
oh if
you're
he's
being
like, oh,
so annoying,
you're just, yeah.
then maybe it's that he's not that into you.
If he's being very defensive and like, oh, well, there's something
yes.
wrong with you. Actually, no, because I'm not going to apologize. For how I feel and
yeah.
how you're making me
but
feel.
But hopefully it will just be like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. yeah.
Sorry. I've just been really busy. And then great.
As
you can move
as we
on.
Move forward, I'll make sure I communicate with you better.
Yeah, exactly.
And there you go. Your situation sorted.
So that was the end of episode one.
How fun. Okay, great.
Right, we're going to end on a quote.
We are. Sophia has the quote.
I had this quote and I put it
yeah.
on my Insta story the other day. Now,
yeah.
let me try and remember the quote. But it was basically saying,
uh-huh.
don't take criticism from people
yes.
who you wouldn't go to advice for.
Yeah.
Which
I love that.
I really like this as well. Because it you can sometimes be in a situation
yeah.
where you're getting like, people are saying, oh, do this, or telling you to act a certain way
well, you know,
that maybe
online,
you're not comfortable with online.
If you're online or there's, you know, trolls or whatever, they could
yeah.
be telling you all sorts of things.
Yeah. But it's sort of reminding you that you should only really care about... The only people's opinion you should care about is those who you
care
about. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
So it's like if you go to your mum, you're like, mum, like, what do you think of this? Like, you respect your mum.
Of course.
Therefore, you respect her opinion
yeah.
and you respect her point of view, yeah, and you take that into consideration. You're like, yeah, oh my God, my mum is right. You know, but if it's, you know, someone,
a random stranger.
Yeah, who you don't know. You don't know.
If it's, you know, smiley babe 264 yeah, underscore.
Telling you to, you know, do this do and something that. Else. Oh, you're smart ass. No, yeah, like, only listen to the people who you respect and who, yeah, you know, who have experience in whatever. And,
yes,
you know. Just a nice, beautiful
quote.
One.
Just a nice quote to end season 2, episode 1.
My goodness.
Okay, so thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
We're very happy to be back.
We are.
We will be back next Wednesday with a girl talk.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday,
baby. On Wednesdays, we listen to the girls' bathroom. Let's drill
so
that
please,
in.
So please, you can follow us on Instagram at the girls' bathroom if you want us to answer your dilemma.
Please
everyone
send
is
them in.
Always kept anonymous.
Yeah.
You can email them in to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can indeed.
And we will see you next Wednesday.
We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.